I'd like to welcome you back to Old Daf Staff and Practice Series. Recently, someone called with a question in which every night he would go visit his mother who lived nearby. But on one night he went and unfortunately she had passed away. And his question was, he didn't know when she passed away, when she died. Did she pass away before Shkia, before sunset, or only later at nighttime? And the consequence is, what day should he observe for Yahrzeit? When do we assume that she passed away? So this is a question that is not a new question. It comes up and has come up and comes up in different variations. And the consensus of the poskim is that we assume that the later point in time is when the individual passed away, and this person should observe Yahrzeit as if she died at night for the second day. The Marsham quotes some poskim that actually reference the Mishnah in today's daf, Erev and Daf Lamed Hey. The Mishnah in our discussion was talking about Erev Tchumen. Someone placed an Erev and they don't know whether it was still around on the onset of Shabbos. And the Mishnah says that even if there's a case of a doubt, we can assume that it was still around because of the Chazakah, that if you placed it there, it was kosher, we're able to assume it stayed there until the onset of Shabbos. Similarly, with this individual, we could assume that since she was alive during the day, we know that she was alive, she had a cheskas chayim, we're able to assume that chazakah maintained that status of being alive until the latest possible point. And since he only found that she had passed away already after nightfall, we assume that she was alive until after nightfall, and only the second day should be observed for the Yahrzeit. However, it's interesting, some achronim point out that there's a contradiction to this, a seemingly contradiction to this halacha, in today's daf as well, on Amud Beis. The Gemara quotes a Mishnah that if someone touched a person at night, he didn't see whether the person was alive or not. In the morning, he sees that the person was already dead, and he doesn't know at the point in which he came in contact with that individual, was the person already deceased or not? And the relevance is for Hilchas Tumah V'Tahara. Do we say that the person became Tameh because perhaps he touched a corpse? And the Mishnah says that we assume the person was dead already. We say that when it comes to Tumah Kishas Mitzias, and based on how you found, since in the morning you saw that the person had already passed away, we assume even earlier, in the middle of the night, when he touched him, he was already dead. So the question is, do we assume there's a cheskes chayim or not? Do we say that since once upon a time I know this person was alive, we assume he maintained that status of being alive until the latest possible moment? If we're applying that concept when it comes to Yahrzeit, then we say observe the second day for Yahrzeit. Why don't we say the same thing when it comes to Tumah as well? Why don't we say that the person must have been alive through the night, and when he touched him, he still wasn't metameh, and the person shouldn't become tameh? So Rav Moshe, and the Chuvah Negris Moshe Yerdei Echel Gimel, Simon Kufnan Tess, addresses this question. And he points out that perhaps the case of the Mishnah was talking about a case in which Lo Ra'o B'Laila, he didn't see him the night before, he never really saw him. And although we're able to deduce, based on logic, that if this person was dead once upon a time, he was alive, and therefore there should be this Chazakah Cheskas Chayim, says Rav Moshe, that's not true. The only time I'm able to have a Cheskas Chayim is if you actually saw the person alive. Just based on deduction, you know the person was alive, that's not enough in order to create a chazakah. You have to identify a certain point in time in which you saw him, you know that he was alive, then you'd be able to apply a chazakah. And therefore, when it comes to Yahrzeit and all these halachas, of course, you knew this person was alive once. You saw that he was alive, and therefore you're able to assume the chazakah and apply it and say that the second day is the Yahrzeit. However, when it comes to Tumah, in this scenario of the Mishnah, which you never saw that the person was alive, it could be that he was dead when he got here. Although, based on logic, you know he was, that's alive. That's not enough in order to create the chazakah, and that's why this din of the Mishnah is that the person would become tameh, and we say kishas mitziyasan.